Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass for building your limitless mind. If you're reading along in the book, we're now picking up in chapter 2, Becoming Limitless. As we did in the last track, I'm going to be reading through the structure of the book, covering off quite a bit of it, but also just adding ideas around it, clarifying and bringing it more to life. The opening quote to this chapter I really love from Stephen Covey. I can change. I can live out of my imagination instead of my memory. I can tie myself to my limitless potential instead of my limited past. It's powerful, right? And it's also playing around with these definitions of limited and limitless. See, one point I was trying to convey in the last chapter is that by definition, our thinking is limited. And it's limited by the fact that most of our thoughts are chosen for us through habit and repetition. See, if 90% of our thoughts are redundant and say 70% of them are negative, we're limited because our brain is automatically choosing those thoughts that mostly fail in serving us. But instead, if you can choose to live out of your limitless potential, it means you can take any of those thoughts that were in the head and imagine new ones. Instead of being limited to your past, to say how you used to think, or to a job that you used to do, or to where you grew up, or what other people's expectations are for you, you can go into this imagination of yours and create more and more limitless ideas of what's possible for you. And as we talked about, those thoughts drive feelings, drive actions in a circle. So the more limitless you think you are, the more limitless you feel, the more limitless your actions are, feeding back on itself, thoughts, feelings, actions over and over again. This is what excites me so much about limitless potential, that it can be one action away. Or one change in one thought away to unlock this limitless spiral for you. All right, let's go into the chapter. In the movie Limitless, Eddie Mora, a struggling writer played by Bradley Cooper, is handed a mysterious clear pill, NZT, that immediately transforms him and his life. As the story goes, NZT is an experimental drug that unlocks your capabilities, enabling you to use 100% of your brain. Delivering on its promise, the drug enables Mora, who has spent months struggling to write, to complete his manuscript in just 4 days. Then, turning his attention to the stock market, Mora is able to turn $12,000 into $2.3 million within weeks. From there, he's recruited by Wall Street titan Carl Van Loon, played by Robert De Niro, to put together a large and complex merger. By the end of the movie, Mora is on track to becoming leader of the free world. Quite a transformation. Now, I don't know if you've seen the movie at all, but if you haven't, I strongly recommend watching it, especially in the context of putting these ideas to work. See, I've seen the movie many times, and I've modeled some very specific things in it that are so fascinating to me. Let me share with you just one idea. Something that's so powerful in this movie is that as soon as Eddie first takes the pill, everything changes. See, it's almost the opposite of the way that we typically think about success. So, for instance, the version of Eddie that I refer to as Eddie 1 is the regular Eddie who's stuck in his writing. So that version of Eddie 1 didn't suddenly do affirmations or go to a self-help seminar or read a self-help book or even condition his mind hours and hours a day and then learn to write. And then he wrote his book and then suddenly, oh, he's feeling more successful. He's going to go trade in the stock market. All right, and then he really buckles down and he works hard and hustles and makes money. And then he networks and he gets a meeting with Carl Van Loon. And then Van Loon hires him. And he does this deal and boom, suddenly he gets paid. Right, those traditional models of success, which by the way might be more realistic than the movie version, are very different to what happens in this movie. See, what happens in this movie is as soon as he takes that pill, everything becomes possible for him. He becomes that version of Eddie he calls Enhanced Eddie. So he doesn't need to create the success in the world by writing his book or trading in the markets or doing a big deal with Carl Van Loon to feel like a winner and therefore become that version of Eddie. He takes the pill. Automatically, he's enhanced. And from the place of being enhanced, he's already limitless. And then it's almost as though from that place of being enhanced, everything else automatically happens for him. And the reason that I point it out this way is because I'm going to make a bit of a leap of abstraction here. Eddie One, the loser at the start of the movie, doesn't become a winner. What happens is that Eddie takes a pill and he becomes what I refer to as Eddie Two, which is Eddie on the limitless pill. From that place of being Eddie Two, all of this becomes possible for him. Now, what does it really mean in the real world, right? Is that if you can become the person who can create your most fabulous reality, it's almost effortless. Meaning you're not struggling and making it happen and doing your affirmations, blah, blah, blah. Oh, now I'm really hustling, I'm hustling, and oh, I made money in the markets. Oh, now I'm going to hustle and network and convert that into a meeting with Carl Van Loon. It's that you become that version of you where success becomes inevitable.